In Proverbs chapter 10, we begin a sort of good news, bad news section in this very practical book. The first sentence of each proverb states a fact, and the second sentence records a truth that is just the opposite. For instance, Proverbs 10, verse 7, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." Or take Proverbs 11, 1, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." These wise sayings are contrasting proverbs, presenting a good and bad in a way that shows the danger of the bad and the value of the good. One verse God has used to touch my heart here is Proverbs 12, verse 18. "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Years ago, I heard Paul Little of InterVarsity Fellowship give a little sermon on this passage. He said, "It's hard to get the toothpaste back into the tube. If you say something that you later regret, it's like feathers in a windstorm. If you cut open a pillow and shake the feathers out during a high wind, it's hard to get them back. So the best thing is to think before you speak. Will my words pierce someone and cause anguish and pain, or will they bring comfort and healing? The tongue can dispense poison or medicine. All of us have felt the painful thrust of false, unkind words. And we have also received that precious word of encouragement when our spirits were low. It's not enough just to keep our mouths shut. There must be that positive word that ministers grace to the hearers." One of my close associates in the Navigators for many years was Rod Sargent. Rod was a man of very few words, and one day I asked him about it. He told me that he had read somewhere that the average person says enough words every day to fill a book. Rod said, "That's kind of scary when you remember that the Bible says that one day what you've said in secret will be shouted from the housetops." So he determined that he was going to think before he spoke. He made a conscious effort to honor God and help others by what he said. The tongue has great power. Is there someone to whom you should go today and ask forgiveness for a word spoken in haste? Or someone to whom you could go and offer a word of encouragement? It costs so little, and it does so much good. The tongue of the wise brings healing. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.